From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, showers and a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, showers and 49 for a low. Tomorrow, showers with possible thunderstorms, a high near 63 degrees in the forecast. And by Friday, mostly sunny and 72. It is currently 55 degrees. KQEN news time is 12:35.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for carving out some time to be here with Inside Douglas County. We appreciate it. Just wrapped up officially National Nursing Week yesterday, and we still, although we didn't get it in the schedule till today, wanted to take a segment here to honor nurses, talk more about nursing. Deb Boswell, Chief Nursing Officer, Allison Williams, Director of Critical Care at Mercy Medical Center. Thanks to both of you for being on this afternoon.
Our pleasure.
So first of all, I was just looking into a little bit the history of National Nurses Day, Nurses Week, et cetera. Nurse Day began in 1953, and then in 1974 it evolved to National Nurses Week. And I wanted to start out, first of all, asking each of you, and Deb, you can start, how and why you ended up getting into nursing.
Oh my goodness, it's going to be the normal response of helping people. But that truly is why I did it. I really wanted to go into a career that gave me the opportunity to make a difference. And I did a lot of research on what that might be. And it looked to me like nursing had the most impact on the care of the patient, and spent the most time with the patient. So that was the career path I went down.
Allison, what about you?
Well, my mom is a nurse. I grew up with her going to nursing school, actually, when I was in the sixth grade. And so I decided at that time I absolutely did not want to be a nurse. But that quickly evolved to I started working in doing medical records in a doctor's office. And when I answered the phone, I actually wanted to be the one helping the patients. And so I decided to go back to nursing school. I took care of my grandmother's when I was in high school, and I just wanted to be with people. I had several desk jobs and realized that sitting in front of a computer all day and not working with people was not the path I wanted to take. I wanted to help people as well.
Now, when you talk about nursing, there are so many different types of nurses, different specialties. Maybe you can both explain a little bit more about that and how many different things fall under the title of being some kind of a nurse.
So here in the hospital, we have a multitude of different roles. In addition to the bedside nurse, we have quality improvement nurses, we have chart review nurses, we have utilization management nurses, we have a home health department. Nurses go out to the patient's homes and assist them with recovery in their homes. We have a multitude of other positions that we have nurses in, including our school nurses. And then there's always management and supervisory roles for them to go into. So those are the actual positions we hold within the hospital. Additionally, there are always positions in the community, long-term care facilities, doctor's offices, public health departments. So really nursing has got a broad opportunity for pretty much everyone.
And if I understand correctly, too, there's different levels just in terms of what you can do in terms of your education, certification, that sort of thing.
Well, there's two levels of education for entry into nursing. One is an associate's degree in nursing, which is offered at UCC. There's also a bachelor's degree of science in nursing that's offered at a college level. Currently, the ADN nurse and the BSN nurse can both do the majority of our inpatient nursing positions. There are some nursing positions that do require a bachelor's degree. Public health requires a bachelor's degree. And then at the college level, anyone that's doing any kind of education is also required to get a master's degree. So there are varying levels. You can also become a nurse practitioner or a nurse midwife, and that's a master's degree as well. And we have a number of nurse midwives here in our community that deliver a lot of babies for us.
Allison, what do you do as Director of Critical Care? What does that entail?
So I oversee the operations and care of the patients in the intensive care unit, the progressive care unit, and the telemetry. We take care of the sickest patients in the hospital. We also are a resource to the other areas of the hospital if they feel unsure about how a patient is doing, or they're just not feeling that the patient is going down the right path as far as their breathing or such, that they can give us a call and we'll come and take a look and help them make recommendations. We're all about safe patient care, and also a lot of our ICU nurses and some of our PCU nurses as well are certified. So we talked a little bit about certified nurses. That was one of the questions. The ICU nurses take a test that is through the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. It's a very difficult test, and we actually are blessed in this community to have lots of certified nurses, not just ICU and PCU, but medical floor, surgical floor. There's chemo certification. There's lots of different specialties for nurses that they can be certified in.
So, Deb, what do you do as the chief nursing officer?
Well, I call it drinking from the fire hose. I basically assist the nursing directors with any questions they might have, do a lot of policy writing. We are getting prepared to bring some of our nursing students back and making a plan for that. I do sit on the executive management team and have input into capital budgeting, budgets, productivity, those types of things.
I was thinking as I was getting ready for this interview that when I was growing up and really well into adulthood, I think, it seemed like all the nurses were women. And did that evolve along the way? And do you have any idea what kind of the ratio is now between men and women that are nurses?
It is still primarily a female occupation, but we do have a number of males. I can't tell you off the top of my head what the ratio is. We have a number of our emergency room, operating room, medical floor. Actually, we have male nurses at every department in the facility. So I don't know what the...
Maybe 30%. That'd be a good guess, 30-35%.
Wow.
It's quite high.
And how many nurses overall do you have employed by the hospital?
We have about 320 to 340. And then we have additional about 150 assistants, certified nursing assistants, or assistants within our nursing services department. So about a total of 500.
Wow, that is a lot. Now, as you mentioned, along with hospitals, nurses are in nursing homes, home visits, public health, and even contracted to deal with things with schools and in some locations. Talk about what it's been like to work in nursing during this COVID-19 situation.
I'm going to let Allison respond to that since she's got staff on the front lines.
Well, it's been very interesting. Healthcare in general these days is very interesting as things evolve, and it's very regulatory. So having a pandemic thrown at you and not knowing, especially ICU nurses are huge planners, and they like to control everything. So, and that's my background as being an ICU nurse. So not having, knowing exactly what's going to happen and being able to plan for it has been especially stressful for all of the staff, including medical floor, surgical floor. It's also been difficult because we amped up, you know, preparing for the worst. That's what we do with every patient, you know, even when they come in super sick, we prepare for the worst and we hope for the best. So the nurses are actually doing very well. They are very resilient. They work very hard. And we've been doing very well here with our cases that we, you know, we anticipated more than what we got in the county. And they've done really well, I guess, is the overall picture.
Do either of you have friends working elsewhere in Oregon or perhaps in other states that are in nursing where the areas have been much harder hit?
We actually have one nurse that used to work here in our ICU, and now she's in New Mexico area. We don't share a lot of details amongst each other because of the HIPAA rules, but just that they're very, you know, it's hard days. People are very distraught. She actually posted something last night to where a lot of the nurses came out to get in their cars, and there was a little girl that had done a little painting drawing of a bear and said, thank you for what you do, and put her little name on it, and it just broke their hearts, and they kind of sat in their cars and cried before they went home. So everybody is affected by this. Just hearing those stories of coworkers that are in harder hit areas is also hard for us because we know how that can be.
How has the community been supporting nurses in this situation? Do you feel like you've gotten some good support?
Oh, my goodness. We've had so much support. We've had support with assisting with mask making, with making face shields. We've had a multitude of pizza deliveries, cookie deliveries, donut deliveries. We've had a couple of the auto clubs drive through the parking lot. We feel so supported by all of the community.
And I remember even near the front of all of this, I think it was in the morning, maybe on the weekend, some of the other first responders, police, fire, ambulances, et cetera, did a sort of drive-through parade.
Yes, they did, and that was very appreciated as well. It was quite a spectacle.
And do you get that kind of thing very often in normal times?
No, not really. Probably nurses right now are being more highly recognized than they've been in many, many years.
Interesting. Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Deb Boswell, the chief nursing officer. Allison Williams, director of critical care at CHI Mercy Medical Center. Going to take about a one-minute break, and the interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, Inside Douglas County at 1246, from News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4. We call him the Commissioner of Dirt, Mike Winters, Lawn and Garden Show. Listen for that this afternoon. And we are honoring nurses today, National Nurses Week. It actually ended officially yesterday, but we have Deb Boswell, Chief Nursing Officer, Allison Williams, Director of Critical Care at Mercy Medical in Roseburg. I'm curious, were there any particular things that took place at Mercy during Nurses Week and Nurses Day?
You know, normally we do quite a celebration. Unfortunately, with the pandemic we've been having and the social distancing required, we have postponed our celebration until later this summer. I did send a letter out to all of the nurses and reminded them also that not only is this Nurses Week and Nurses Day, but this year has been declared the year of the nurse. So how ironic that during a pandemic, we are the year of the nurse.
Wow. Either of you can take this question. Nurses work at all times, days, nights. How does that impact the rest of their life?
Well, I can speak to that. We've actually been, you know, we try and support all of our shifts of nurses, no matter whether it's day or night. I have a good relationship with our night shift. We've actually come in recently, delivered them pizza and stuff as well. Nurses that work nights, you know, I kind of tell people it's like you have a hangover from a party, but there was no party. You feel exhausted working nights. Some people are actually meant to be night shift people and they stay on nights all the time, but being a nurse at night is not an easy job. Even though there's sometimes a little bit less activity, it takes quite a bit of required sleep to catch up from working those shifts. And they can be, you know, our nurses here typically work 12-hour night shifts, so they get off at 7 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of them have families at home still they have to take care of and get off to school. So our night shift work nurses, respiratory therapists, CNAs, all of those people work super hard.
Is it more common to just stay on night shift long term, or do you rotate people around? How does that work?
Well, our nurses are hired into a shift. There are some nurses, like I mentioned, that night shift is their thing, and they've been doing it for 20 or 30 years, and that works best for them and their families and their system. Other people, typically when you're a newer nurse, you do sometimes get hired on at night first, and some have the desire to go to days, but that's not always the case. But typically newer nurses do sometimes start on night shift.
Now, are nurses able, under the rules, under procedures, able to do more than they used to be able to do?
I don't know if I would say more than they used to be able to do. There are only a couple of different things that they are doing today that they weren't doing in the past. One is the administration of a certain sedation medication. But for the most part, they've always done all the things they're currently doing.
Interesting. Do you work with your nurses to assure that they're taking care of themselves in their off time?
We do have some plans in place and some programs in place to assist with that. I think as nurses, we probably are not that good at taking care of ourselves. We're always so busy taking care of others. Clearly, it's a focus that we as a system have started to look at for not only our nurses, but our providers, our physicians as well. So it is something we have on our planning in the upcoming year.
I know that in some of the other careers where you have very intense situations that could be police, fire, domestic violence things, all of that, that some of the folks in those arenas that I talk to talk about the importance of making sure people do take care of themselves and have hobbies and significant things they do where they can just totally unplug from being, in this case, from being a nurse.
That's correct. The other thing we do is when we have an unusually difficult situation for them to deal with, sometimes it's a child death, sometimes it's trauma, is we do some debriefing with our pastoral care staff. We do have an employee assistance program that we promote. But once again, I think as nurses, that's something that we really have to push ourselves to do, is to make sure we're taking care of ourselves.
We tend to lean on our coworkers a lot, too. You know, it's hard. Sometimes you can't talk about a lot of stuff with families and friends. If your coworkers were there and involved with you, you can kind of talk it through, and sometimes it's an informal debriefing. The other thing we do is we have what we call unit-based councils in each department, and they sometimes work on projects for fun things, you know, to do for the staff and stuff to help with that unplugging type situation that we're talking about.
As this situation has evolved, what's it been like to see the changes at the facility from going back 3 months ago to sort of the phases of things now, people, anyone being checked health-wise to get into the hospital, masks and all of that? How different has that been to be a part of?
I think one of the big challenges, initially when we started some of the activity, it was met with some pushback, but I think all of us are aware of what needs to be done. I think one of the challenges we face is not having any visitors, and some of the patients that would really benefit from having a visitor, whether that's for emotional support or, you know, just having someone there with them. So our nurses have had to really step up and be that emotional support more so than they normally do. They're now family, friends, and nurse.
And have they been able to do things that I've seen things from other places, like, for instance, though it would certainly not be part of a normal nursing routine, but to be able to, you know, put together a video chat with a family member and help facilitate that, things like that.
Yeah, we have definitely done some of that. Family birthplace is not my area of expertise, but they've also been able to find some more creative ways to let the families be part of the situation. It shows you how responsive we can be to making things work, making sure that the families and friends can still be involved. We take a lot of phone calls, updates, but video chat and FaceTime has been especially helpful in this pandemic.
As we look at the role of nurses, what are things maybe about nursing that the average person might not know?
Perhaps some of the infection control things that are really focused on now in the public, we have always been focused on. So, for instance, the hand-washing campaigns that are going on out in our communities, we have always had hand-washing campaigns. We have always promoted 20-second hand washes, you know, those kinds of things that we've always done, and now the public seems to be much more aware of those than they did in the past.
I think for us, too, at least in the intensive care unit, in 2009, we had H1N1 swine flu. That was a difficult time for us. It wasn't as publicized at that time, and so the public wasn't as aware of what was going on. But there's just, we have faced, you know, smaller kind of versions of this pandemic before with quite a bit more death than we've had here locally. So the nurses do face very difficult things all the time, and it's just, you know, because of various reasons, not everyone is aware of that.
And, you know, you mentioned the hand-washing campaigns. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and they at their workplace, they had actually ran out of the soap that normally comes out of the machine, and nobody knew who actually put it in. And they realized that that's because employees were washing their hands so much more, and somebody said, you know, we probably should have been doing this all along.
Yeah. That's correct. We probably should have been doing this all along, as we have done that in healthcare.
How can people, as we wrap up here, less than a minute left, how can people show appreciation to the nurses they know?
I think, you know, just being kind, and that's not just to nurses, to one another. This is a difficult time for everyone. Everyone's struggling with different, you know, aspects of this, whether it be financial, social, or healthcare. I think being kind to one another and trying to put yourself in that person's position. Nurses do work hard. Everyone works hard. It's not just nurses in the hospital. But just being kind.
All right, that wraps up Inside Douglas County. Deb Boswell, Chief Nursing Officer. Allison Williams, Director of Critical Care. Thanks to both of you for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.